WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, June 28th. Coming up, we'll learn more about some of the contested races in today's Illinois primary election with State House reporter Alex Degman. His conversation with Jennifer Fuller is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Today is the final day to vote in the Illinois primary. Polls are open until 7 p.m. Among the contested races in our area are the 15th Congressional District Republican primary between incumbents Rodney Davis and Mary Miller and the 13th Congressional District primary in both parties. The Republican primary includes Regan Deering, Matt Houseman, Terry Martin, and Jesse Rising, while the Democratic primary is a two-way race between Nikki Budzinski and David Palmer. There are also contested statewide primary races for governor and U.S. Senate on the Republican side and Secretary of State in both parties, as longtime Secretary Jesse White is not running for re-election. Hear hourly election updates starting at 7 p.m. on WILL AM 580 and follow online at illinoisnewsroom.org. Illinois Republican voters today will choose whom they want to take on Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker this fall. It's a primary election that will determine what kind of sway former President Donald Trump still has over the state GOP. Dave McKinney reports.
Trump was in Illinois on Saturday to give State Senator Darren Bailey his seal of approval over five other candidates. Even before Trump's visit, Bailey held a double-digit lead over the field, according to polling by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times. If Bailey prevails, it'll be a true David versus Goliath political story. That's because he'll have overcome the heavily favored candidacy of Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin. He had $50 million in backing from Chicago hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin, far exceeding everyone else in the race. This is Dave McKinney.
The American Civil Liberties Union is concerned the Supreme Court ruling that upholds a coach's right to pray with their team could lead to more efforts to inject religion into public schools. Rebecca Glenberg is an attorney with ACLU Illinois. Glenberg says the court did not account for religious freedoms of student athletes who will feel a subtle coercion to participate in the prayer.
Even when students are not required or expected to participate in a religious exercise, they may, for good reason, feel that it would be to their advantage to do so.
A retired coach with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes says he hopes the ruling will encourage coaches to publicly express their faith without fear. As Illinois becomes an island of abortion access in the Midwest, a University of Illinois assistant dean shares advice for how abortion clinics can best serve new Hispanic clients. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood expects patients from Arkansas, Kentucky, and other neighboring states to travel to Southern Illinois for abortions. In Arkansas and Kentucky, about 7% of abortion patients are Hispanic. Margarita Terran Garcia is the Assistant Dean for Integrated Health Disparities Programs at the University of Illinois in Champaign. She says clinics should hire diverse, bilingual, and trilingual medical professionals.
They have the ability to provide services as necessary. Hispanics, African American, immigrants from different countries, because they will be providing more culturally adequate services for those underserved populations.
She says many healthcare centers do provide cultural humility training. She says diversity is better for earning patient trust. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a conversation with our State House reporter, Alex Degman. He'll discuss some of the contested races in today's Illinois primary election. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The Belgian mystery series Professor T is back for a third and final season. This quirky crime drama picks up after its season 2 finale with the brilliant and rude Professor Jasper Tierlink in handcuffs and on his way to prison. Jasper has difficulty adjusting to life behind bars, especially now that he shares his home with many of the criminals he put in jail. The show is in Flemish with English subtitles, and you can stream all 3 seasons as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Today marks the 2022 Illinois primary election. Jennifer Fuller spoke with Illinois Public Radio's State House reporter Alex Degman about events leading up to today's contest, starting with former President Donald Trump's visit to Illinois this past weekend.
The Donald Trump endorsement of Darren Bailey was, I guess it was kind of expected because the president had hinted that he was going to do that. But for Bailey, it had to be the most beautiful icing you've ever seen on the world's greatest cake. He was probably the happiest man at that whole rally. He's been on a roll lately, taking the lead in polls. And he's now leading Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin by double digits in most places. Now, the Trump endorsement came after all that. The poll boost wasn't a result of an endorsement. So you can see that the momentum is there. And we kind of got the idea that President Trump was maybe waiting to see if this momentum would continue, if Darren Bailey would be able to stand on his own before Trump would throw his weight behind him.
The reason for the visit initially was to rally in support of Congresswoman Mary Miller, who's in that hotly contested race against Rodney Davis. Illinois lost a congressional seat because of redistricting and the census. And so now we have two Republicans pitted against one another. How important was this visit for Mary Miller?
The visit was important for Mary Miller because it solidifies what President Trump has been saying for a while, and the fact that he was able to come to Illinois and reiterate that in person was a huge boost for her, because she got a lot of people to come out and see her that maybe wouldn't have otherwise. Because as you walked around the crowd and you talked to some of these folks that had come out from, you know, Illinois, some from as far away as Idaho, I saw lots of license plates in the parking lot. They were there to see Trump, but they also really wanted to hear what he has to say and who he likes. That's how a lot of people are basing who they vote for in this day and age. And the fact that Mary Miller has long had the Trump endorsement, you could tell that pretty much everybody in the crowd was in lockstep with him.
Do you think that she'll have any sort of negative reaction? There was a what her campaign calls a misreading of some notes when she was talking about reaction to the Supreme Court decision last week that overturned Roe versus Wade. It really was a bit of a gaffe.
Right. So Mary Miller, when she was on stage talking about the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe, she made a mention to President Trump, thanking him for helping protect white life. And the campaign said she meant to say right to life, but that didn't appease a lot of social media, we'll say. So Mary Miller has made it a strategy, I guess you could call it, to avoid mainstream media, talking to mainstream media and even local outlets as well. But she still uses social media quite frequently. And she also uses more, I guess you could call them, more right-leaning outlets. And people were talking on social media. She's getting a lot of heat on social media, more so than usual. And it's not being hidden as well as some of the negative comments usually are. So there was a thought that perhaps this news wouldn't reach GOP voters in the district, but I don't think that's really going to be a problem. They're going to know about it because this has also permeated the channels that they usually use: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Truth Social. People are talking about it on all of these places. So whether that's going to impact the results, it could. It really could. But as is the case with many other races, political science has changed quite a bit over the last 7 years. So this is probably going to have to be a wait and see moment.
Will that be a close race, the race between Miller and Davis? Are we going to be waiting well into the night, do you think?
It's been difficult to find polling for this race. The only polling that I've seen is internal polling done by the Miller campaign. And that poll, which I think was completed a few weeks ago, showed that it's been a pretty close race for the entirety, with Davis leading for some of it, and then Mary Miller a few weeks ago taking a slight lead. So it is a close race. I don't know if it's going to be we're going to be here until 3 a.m. kind of race, but it's going to be pretty close.
That's State House reporter Alex Degman speaking with Jennifer Fuller. Hear hourly updates tonight as primary election results come in on WILL AM 580 and follow online at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is off this week. The National Weather Service says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Eric Stock, Emily Hayes, and Jennifer Fuller. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.